proclaim the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible lesson. In our series about profiting from prison, we look at the examples of the early disciples in the New Testament. Most people would not regard jails as places which are conducive to learning. However, a number of God's servants learned valuable lessons from their experiences behind bars. Let's look at how the early Christians handled incarceration, being put in jail because of their beliefs. In 2 Timothy chapter 3, Paul warned his protege that, quote, all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution, unquote. Luke's history throughout the book of Acts. Luke's history contained examples where the enemies of the gospel sought to stop the spread of the good news by trying to terrorize the early believers who preached it. Consider what happened in the earliest chapters of the book of Acts with Peter and John. By the power of Jesus Christ, the two men brought healing to a lame man. The Jewish religious leaders saw what had happened. They had Peter and John arrested and held overnight. On the next day, a Jewish council asked Peter and John by what authority they had performed that miracle of healing. Peter, as the spokesman for the two, responded, quote, be it known unto you all, and to all the people of Israel, that by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom ye crucified, whom God raised from the dead, even by him doth this man stand here before you whole. Unquote. Peter did not allow incarceration or even the prospect of death to intimidate him. In Acts chapter 5, the narrative related how those Jewish religious leaders, quote, laid their hands on the apostles and put them in the common prison. Unquote. On that occasion, the angel of the Lord liberated them. He commanded them to, quote, go stand and speak in the temple to the people all the words of this life, unquote. On the following day, the apostles did exactly that. Once again, the temple authorities arrested them, bringing them before the high priest. Once again, Peter preached about Jesus Christ and his resurrection. Even after the Jewish religious authorities had the apostles beaten, the latter group departed, quote, rejoicing that they were counted worthy to suffer shame for his name, unquote. Prison did not intimidate them. Corporeal punishment did not intimidate them. Indeed, they rejoiced because they suffered in the name of Jesus Christ. Fast forward some years later. The Tetrarch Herod Agrippa had Peter put into prison, intending to have that apostle executed. When the angel of the Lord came to free Peter, he found him, quote, sleeping between two soldiers bound with two chains, unquote. Peter did not seem particularly worried about his impending doom. A few years earlier, after all, Jesus Christ had told Peter, quote, when thou shalt be old, thou shalt stretch forth thy hands, and another shall gird thee, and carry thee whither thou wouldest not, unquote. A statement found in the 20th chapter of the Gospel of John. Peter seemed ready to die for the gospel, if God thus willed it. Thus, imprisonment in and of itself would not and did not frighten him. Paul found himself in an analogous situation years after that. The Roman emperor had Paul confined to prison, awaiting execution. Yet the prospect of imminent death did not daunt Paul. He wrote in 2 Timothy chapter 4 that, quote, I am now ready to be offered, and the time of my departure is at hand, unquote. The Apostle Paul confidently affirmed that, quote, I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith, unquote. He was assured that he would win a crown of righteousness for standing up for Jesus Christ in the face of death. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible program.
You've been listening to the Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.